Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Keon Ellis having a good season in your guys' mind? Let's stop because you'll say, well, he's not getting enough minutes. Perfectly fair. Let's try this. Is Keon Ellis making the most of his minutes out there? Yeah, you know what? Don't even answer that. Let's try this. Is anyone starting to see why Keon Ellis isn't playing? Anyone who, the Sacktown Tonys, the guys who said, I'm a Keon Ellis should be playing guy. Have any of you watched Keon Ellis and thought, okay, I think I get it. I think I understand why he's not playing. Has anyone who felt a positive way about Keon Ellis started to feel a negative way? Is anyone watching him with a more critical eye than you have in the past? Because I am, and I'm trying to own up to that. And it is the results it's turning back are bad. And I feel like I'm looking for Keon to screw up. And, buddy, when I tell you I'm having no trouble finding it, it's like, all right. I think I see it.
See, I'm at a position where, I'm not looking at Keon any different way. Because I didn't look at him that way to begin with. I didn't look at him at the same way the front office and coaches seem to look at him, where they didn't give him minutes and stuff like that. When I see Keon Ellis and the way he's played this year, for me, it's about who he is. Look, I don't have a good grasp on every NBA player, every Kings player, nothing like that. But with guys like Keon and Keegan, I kind of feel like I meet them where they're at. Keon is a good basketball player. I like what he brings to the table. There are going to be nights when he is extremely vital and does some really good stuff. There's going to be nights when you don't know he's out on the floor. There's going to be nights when he's making bad decisions out there, foul decisions, all this other stuff. That's kind of how I look at him. So for me, I just kind of watch Keon and try to figure out what we're going to see from him that night. I don't think that he shouldn't be getting any playing time, but I'm definitely not going crazy the way a lot of people were about when he doesn't play a lot or doesn't play at all. Like, I don't feel that way about Keon. He's a good rotational guy. Solid rotational guy.
Is he?
I think he is.
Mark, with the callback, he is a situational role player. And I'm starting to wonder, is he? What situation? What role? They were down 7 when Keon entered the game. Now that snowball was going downhill. He was trying, and everyone else who was on the floor, they were trying. It was too late. They were trying. I don't even know if it was seven. It might have been five. Let me. I can get the exact number because I don't want to. You know, I think the truth is strong enough than an exaggeration or a misrepresentation. But he was on the floor for a large part of that 30-8 run. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I think one point we have tried to get out there repeatedly is you can put a good defender out there, but if you don't have guys out there who are also playing defense, you've got a problem. If Keon is a good defender, it is irrelevant with this basketball team. It doesn't matter. Because he's not stopping anything from happening. And at this point, I'm just hoping he doesn't do something where I'm shaking my head at, like the foul that they reviewed at the end of the shot clock. They played defense for 23 and a half seconds, and Keon fouled, and they went to review to see if it had happened before the shot clock expired or not.
Yeah.
Why are you even in that position 30 feet from the floor?
Right.
If you're that defender, why are you doing that? More frustratingly, why are you doing that again? How many times is he finding himself in a similar position to where Keon commits a foul and every Kings fan is watching, throwing their hands up, looking like Domantas Sabonis? What is that? I feel like it's happened a lot this year.
I'll cut him a little bit of slack. I think he'd be more effective on a better team.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like on the Kings.
I think that was, yes.
There's too many potholes on this roster.
That was our original point.
Mm-hmm. We've said that. Here's the other thing.
Because everyone said, Keon needs to do this. Keon needs to do that. I was like, it's not going to help. Does anyone think Zach LaVine was engaged in that basketball game last night?
No.
So what good is it going to do if Keon Ellis is out there playing with a guy who is disengaged? I don't even think DeMar was engaged in the game last night. And DeMar or LaVine or whoever can tell we're playing hard, we're busting our ass, oh, I'm tired as hell. Like, bro, all right, man. All right, cool. Like, what's your line? Activity and move with some about
mistake activity for achievement. Shout out Bill
Walsh. Essentially, you're moving. You're getting cardio in. Shorty, you ain't doing anything. And we all see it. So Keon Ellis going out there by himself isn't going to be able to fix that. Especially if Russ played defense like Keon, it might be different. Because Russ would be the type who will grab someone by their jersey and say, I'm busting my ass out here, and you're out here picking daisies out of the outfield. Yo, pay attention to what you're doing. Yeah. Yo, pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's not Keon. One, Russ can't do that at this stage in his career, or I don't think he ever did that. And Keon can't do the other part. That's not him. And you also can't do that when you're barely playing. Right. When you have a defender that we have been led to believe that Keon is, and he doesn't have a voice, it's irrelevant. And I think Keon's season is showing that.
Yeah.
His minutes on the defensive end of the ball don't matter because you have a bunch of guys who are completely disengaged in what's happening, not every second of a basketball game, but a lot. Again, you go to that first half, that was a relatively low-scoring first half. Maybe not even relative. Like, I feel like it was a low-scoring first half. 51-52, that's in the league, that's low. It didn't end that way. It was 70-43 in the second half.
Third quarter didn't end that way.
Man.
No. You know, I want to point out something else.
Yeah.
Because this is just me, I think we've had this talk before, and you might feel kind of the same way, but you're a little bit more lenient on it than I am. I have no patience, no patience whatsoever. And if you bring this stat up to me in a conversation,
oh boy,
I'm telling you, I will immediately check out and not listen to anything you say following it and dismiss everything you said before it.
I know where you're going.
Last night for the plus minus crowd. Keon Ellis, a minus 17. Maxine Raynal, a minus 18. The one guy who I'm actually watching the game and like, oh, he's having a good game. He's playing well. He's doing his thing. Led, quote unquote, led the team with a minus 30. That was Malik Monk. There was one person in the plus category. Mm. Would you care to tell the people who the hell that was at plus six?
That was Zachary Levine.
Don't ever in your life bring up plus minus to me again.
That man
It is the dumbest stat in history.
That man was not on the floor for a single second of that 30-8 run.
People people bring up that stat like they doing something.
Yeah.
Number one, you're attributing a team number to an individual,
mm-hmm.
one way or the other. So it's flawed in that respect. Second of all, it damn near tells you nothing about nothing. And they really think they're getting stuff off when they bring, oh, it's plus minus. Man, don't ever in your life bring up plus minus to me and think that you're making a point. That's my soapbox, my TED Talk.
If you head over to DLoandKC.com right now, you can get a Kenny Will Fight You Over a plus minus t-shirt.
That new shirt.
20% off, by the way.
The new shirt is
20% off.
F asterisk, 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 plus,
plus minus. Plus minus. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. The amount of people that will stare at you trying to figure out what that means is terrific. Oh, you know what would be even better? The F, the plus, the minus, and then the K. That's the shirt right there. You could do the F plus and the slash minus K. Boom.
They really think they'd be saying stuff too when they come with this plus minus nonsense. Stop. Just stop. Like you're showing how out of touch you are, actually. You're right. You're telling me everything I need to know when you start talking about plus or minus.
Mm.
Good job, boy.
That's it. That's it right there. There's the stat. There's the shirt. I love it. I love it. Go to DLoandKC.com right now. Get 20% off your merchandise just because we love you. We'll come back. We'll talk a lot more about the Sacramento Kings with Matt George when he joins us at about 3:15. And then we'll get to the, you know, the silver lining for Kings fans, Maxime Raynaud, the silver lining might be Zach LaVine. I promise we'll make that make sense here inside this 2 o'clock hour. Plus, it's Thursday. We got Thursday night football. We've got power rankings getting into. I believe it's the latest in Loser Leaves Town match. Mm-hmm. And man, when Jesse talks, y'all listen, because this man called it weeks ago.
Mm.
We'll tell you what we're talking about next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A very big thank you once again to everybody who came out to the Nugget in Granite Bay yesterday to see our man Dusty Baker. Got a nice phone call from Dusty today. Told me he was on his way to Palo Alto.
Okay.
Didn't tell me why. Just said he was on his way to Palo Alto.
He's making moves, man. That's what he does.
All right, Dusty. My brother, drive safe. be good. And even though the massive event that we had at the Nugget in Granite Bay yesterday is behind us, your opportunities to buy bottles of Baker Family Wines is not. Not only can you pick them up at the Nugget in Granite Bay, you can get them at the Nugget in Elk Grove. I think they're working on something there. There's a couple of locations in Roseville. You can grab them, select the Raley's and Bel Air locations. Also, y'all get those plugs for free. You're welcome. You can also go to the winery. The winery is right here in West Sacramento. It's on Industrial Boulevard. Just search it on your Apple Maps. It'll take you right there. You can get bottles of wine that they don't have in those stores. I heard three different people say, hey, where's the 755? Where's the Hank Aaron bottle? Where's the Henry Aaron bottle? Like, I'm sorry, man. Those were the first to go. They are all gone. If you missed out on them, you still want to grab them, you could do that at the winery. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com. Search Baker Family Wines in your Maps app. It'll take you right there. Again, it's in West Sacramento. It's not going to take you out to Napa. It's not going to take you out to Lodi. Nothing like that. It's going to take you to West Sacramento. You can get everything you need right there at the winery.
Right there, man. Shout out to my guy, Dusty Baker, man.
Yes, indeed. We're going to get back to the Sacramento Kings. Matt George is going to join us 1 hour from now, host of the Locked On Kings, ABC 10 reporter as well. And the silver lining for the Sacramento Kings fans, we're not talking about Maxime Raynaud. We're talking about Zach LaVine. I know that sounds crazy, but we'll make it make sense. Before we do that, though.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
Fair to say, not a lot of drama this week. I don't know about you, but wasn't a lot of drama for me.
I mean, I feel the same way, but.
Excuse me. Let me go first. Yeah. Let me go first. Let me get this out the way. Last week, I had the Rams at number one, Patriots at number two, had the Broncos, Bears, Seahawks at number five. Not much changed. Here's what I did, though. I still have the Seahawks at five. I still have the Bears at four. I still have the Broncos at three. I do believe the Rams are the best team in football. I put them at two, though, because the Patriots did what they should. They went out there and they beat the Giants' ass.
Right.
Now, they're going into their bye week, a lot like the San Francisco 49ers. They have the last possible bye week of the season. So they're going into their bye week along with, I think, the Giants and one other football team. I can't remember who. But I switched those two. The Patriots get the nod here this week as the number one team in my power rankings. That'll probably switch back if the Rams take care of business this week. But the Patriots, like, I don't think we've slept on them because I think we have talked about them pretty consistently throughout the year. So I'm just kind of giving them a hat tip for what they did in the way that they beat the Giants. So I got the Patriots at one, the Rams at two. Those two are razor thin. The Broncos at number three, the Bears and the Seahawks. But I see my partner, he made some changes.
Well, the Rams lost, so that was one of the changes. We'll start at the top. And at number one, I have the Broncos.
Let's mention, last week you had the Rams at number one, mm-hmm. the Broncos at number two, the Patriots at number three, the Colts at number four, and the Seattle Seahawks at number five.
Yeah, man. So a couple people move up
because
of a couple losses. Rams, mm-hmm. Colts lost, you know, a couple people move up. So the Broncos go from 2-1.
Okay.
The Patriots go from 3-2.
Man.
The Rams fall, but not too far, man. Mm-hmm. Look, I feel the same way that you do. I think they're the best team. They're the team to beat in the NFL right now. They're at three right now.
But this is the BCS, so they got to get a couple of wins back under the belt. I got you. Okay.
The Rams are at three.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are at four. They were at five last week.
And
the Colts lose, so the Colts got to get out of there. Seahawks were at four.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's the Texans, right? It's the Texans.
No, I think the Texans are a real good team, man.
Oh, Jackson, I think real good team. The Jaguars?
Hell no, they're not that good.
Oh, it's not the Jaguars. Oh, that's a four-loss team. It can't be Detroit. Oh! No. It's the Packers.
Absolutely not.
Oh, not the Packers.
At number five, for the first time this season, it is the five-time Super Bowl champion San Francisco 49ers. We're starting to turn it up at the right time. Just like we talked about in August, me, Kyle, everybody else, we said, look. And I'm talking about
Kyle Madsen?
No, I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan. Because Kyle Shanahan, he said the same thing.
Yep.
He said, look, the plan is we got a lot of young guys. We didn't know we'd have these injuries. But we'd have a lot of young guys. We got to learn. We got to work. And as the season goes along, we'll get better. And hopefully by the end of the season, we're in a playoff situation. And we have grown at that point. And that's exactly what has happened. They're a top five team in football right now, according to the KCS.
Well, I think I know what that S stands for.
Niners for the first time all year. Yep. Remember, the Niners were 4-1 at one point or something like that. They had great. I still didn't put them in the top five. But I looked at what's going on, what they've been able to do. Yes, they are in the top five. They are number five. And much like their playoff seeding, they may move up without playing a game this week.
Let's look at what they've been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Falcons.
Okay.
The Giants. We're just going to look at their last five wins.
Let's do it.
They beat the Falcons, the Giants. They beat the Cardinals of Arizona, mm-hmm. not St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Carolina. Now, that looks a little bit different, given what Carolina did last week. But they beat the Panthers.
Handled them.
And they beat the... sorry, there's a smudge on my... Oh, yeah, they beat the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chicago Bears are 9-3.
The one seed.
Mm-hmm. The top team in the conference.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
They beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was a good win.
Okay. They beat the Steelers, who I think might be above 500.
Go to another win.
Well, Minnesota. It doesn't get any sexy. Going, I'm actually kind of done.
Once again... This 49ers team.
The Packers are 8-3-1.
That's fine. That's fine.
Are the 49ers going into Chicago and beating the Bears in the playoffs?
Yeah, they would. I'd pick them to beat the Bears in the playoffs. Yes.
The hell with the playoffs. Are they doing it in the regular season?
Yeah, we'll see in about three
weeks. Well, I guess that's not in. That's
it's
here.
In San Francisco.
Here. Yeah, because we're the Bay Area, guys. I don't know if you've heard.
All right, Lil Kim.
We're here. We're here in the Bay Area. No, not San Francisco. Santa Clara.
And look, the Bears, they went on Sunday. They'll probably move in there into that top five. Even if they don't, they'll have opportunities, namely in a couple of weeks, to beat the 49ers and move into the top five. They'll have an opportunity to go do it on the field. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, the Niners are beating the Bears if they played each other in Santa Clara. In Chicago, on Mars.
I have a lot of questions about the Mars game, but we can save that for later. I don't hate it. I don't hate the San Francisco 49ers being in your top five. I'm not there. If I were to pull a new team into the conversation, Jesse, I have to look back at the Green Bay Packers. If they get the job done this week, they're in.
Hmm.
However, it could be short-lived because they're following two games. For those who don't know, it's the Packers and Bears this week.
Yep.
And I don't know how you could follow football and not know that. It's literally getting plastered in the sky at this point.
Because
this game has meaning for the first time since God knows when.
Since Jay Cutler was on the bike.
Oh, my God. Is that a shoot? Was that against the Packers?
Yeah, in the NFC Championship game. Packers won.
That was the year Rodgers?
Yeah, 20. That was his championship year.
I was going to say, that was the year Rodgers won.
Yeah. Also,
and then Aaron it's Broncos-Bears.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers sent the Bears home with, was it Conti? Was that the safety that he got on the last game of the season and threw a game-winning touchdown to? John Bull will tell me in a second. I think it was Conti. White guy, safety, tatted up. Aaron got him. Knocked the Bears out of the playoffs. That was the last time they probably played a meaningful game. Mm. Also.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
What?
Nothing. Sure. I see what's happening.
What though?
Nothing. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Also, their second game, not this game, their second game has been flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, the second Packers-Bears game. Mm-hmm. Got you.
And I think that's in about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, it's Bears-Broncos-Bears for the Packers.
So I think that's it's going to be back-to-back Sunday Night Football games for the Bears because they play 49ers. The Niners the next night.
Mm-hmm.
Or the next week, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Bears are a good team. They've had a good season.
Jacksonville can't get your attention, huh?
No, I'm out on Jacksonville.
I understand.
I'm out on Jacksonville.
Their wins are against Carolina the first week of the season, Houston before their run, San Francisco, Kansas City. Those both won score games, not that that matters. They beat the Raiders by 1 point, which that feels like a indictment. They beat the crap out of your beloved Chargers and your cheating coach. They beat the Cardinals by three, and they beat the Titans. Up next for them, this is a really interesting game. This is a huge game. The Colts. They actually have the Colts twice. Mm. Colts, Jets, Broncos. Yikes. And then Colts again before they close out the season with a bye week versus the Titans.
The 49ers, since getting their starting quarterback back, let's not front on that. Let's not act like that didn't happen. Let's not act like this wasn't going on without QB1, El Capitan, not being out there.
I forgot how obnoxious you were when the 49ers won football games. It's all coming back to me now, though.
Hey, man. No, December's here.
No, it's
December's here. January right around the corner. February around the corner, too. But
can we get to Christmas before we start talking about February? Yeah, you're buying Valentine's Day gifts, and I'm just trying to get through Christmas Eve.
Since getting QB1 back,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver 1 or 2, depending on what you're talking about, mm-hmm. tight end 1 back.
Okay.
87-39 is the score, the combined score, since those guys have come back.
Okay.
26 of that was on a top 5 defense in the game, on the road, in the wind.
Okay.
They're starting to cook at the right time. They're starting to peak at the right time. They're starting to get healthy at the right time. Once again, Still got humble hearts. Matter of fact, John Bull,
shows.
Go ahead and put the Bears in there. Go, John Bull, in the John Bull BCS, the JBCS, whatever you want to call it. Go ahead and put the Bulls there, or the Bears there. Put them in there. Knock the Niners out. We don't want any accolades. We don't want anybody showing any kind of love. No, we're just this gritty team that just plays play to play. That's it. That's all we can do. Put the Bears in there. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do right now. Let me make the change as we speak because you know what? The Bears deserve to be in there more than the Niners. Let me go ahead because, no, we don't want any accolades. The Bears are 5. Niners are out. Thank you.
You see what's going on here?
No. Don't do that. I'm changing that back.
No, you leave that alone.
No, I'm
Bears
that
are 5.
No.
Niners don't deserve
We're
any accolades.
15 minutes into the segment, you're not changing it to where I go to copy last week's power rankings over, and all of a sudden the Bears are there for no reason.
No, but the Bears there. Bears got John Bull convinced me. They got it. We just trying to go from play to play. That's all we're trying to do, man. That's it. Bears are, I mean, how can anybody beat them? They went into Philadelphia and won on Black Friday. How can anybody beat them? Put the Bears in there over the Niners. Niners just beat the Browns.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. TC, save me from this nonsense, please. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers? I'm tapped in.
What's up, TC? What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I'm coming in. I'm not really trying to argue with no King fan, not even my two brothers, right? But I honestly want to ask a question. I'm still stuck on that, right? And then I'm going to talk about a trade. I got two things, Jesse. The first thing is, how are we – so, look, as Kings fans, right, media, reporters, however you want to say it, how are we – so I know it's games play, right, but how are we so against – to say if it was Zach or Domas, right, and say if we attached a pick 7 years down the line or 6 years or 2032 for Zion, you guys are honestly telling me, being real with yourself, that that's a no, an absolute no, when this guy is better than any player that we have on the team right now. I know it's games, that's low-hanging fruit, but I'm talking about the upside with this guy, right? To bring him in this building, and if he got to play 65 to 70 games, that's a win for the Kings. Giving up a guy that you don't want and a pick 6 years down the line, how you can't jump on that?
That's look, the question I'm asking. Real quick, and I'm going to let you get to your other point as well, unless you're done.
Thank you.
But
– nah.
He's still there. Go ahead.
I thought he
TC
hung up.
TC says you can go ahead.
But hey, man, upside don't mean nothing if you can't be on the court. Like it doesn't matter how good he is if he can't be on the court consistently. He couldn't even be on the court for the Pelicans when they needed him most in the play-in. Like, and he couldn't do it. Like, I'm with you. I think he's a good ball player, but it doesn't matter how good I think he is if he's never playing.
I get it, but how much is that at the team? I get people don't do that, right? But look what Zach doing. How much is that laying down on New Orleans? Like, man, I really don't even want to be here. I'm taking injuries left and right.
0%.
Zero.
0% okay. Is on
let's,
the team.
Okay, I'm gonna let you finish. What's the next thing you wanted to talk about?
The next thing, Kenny, you're going to like this one. Now, who's to say the LaMelo Ball situation? I know we don't want to give up picks, but listen, guys, so we got Zach LaVine – 2027, because we got two of them. So we give them the Spurs 2027, and then we give them a 2032 first round pick for LaMelo Ball and Tajan Salon. Everybody's saying picks, but come on, bro, we talk about picks down the line for a bona fide guy. That's how old is LaMelo, Kenny? Please school these people. Ain't he about 23?
No, the funniest part about that is how you could still faintly hear him in the background as you slowly faded him down. There's so Shout many things.
Look, I'll
so many things wrong with that call. It just let me, because I let
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Do your thing.
42.1 and 44.8 over the next 2 years. It's just not worth it, man. It's not worth getting rid of one rich contract you don't want for another rich contract that a player that's not even available. Mm. Like, Zion Williamson has fat boy clauses in his contract, man. Like TC, I am as enamored with Zion's talent as anyone, but I would much prefer to do it from afar.
Yeah.
I get it. And I guarantee that these are questions that general managers battle with on a daily basis. Are we the ones who can fix him? Are we the ones that have the medical staff that can take care of him? Think about that, too, for a second, TC. Do you think this isn't a knock on them, but do you think that this is a world-class medical staff that could come in here and cure the uncurable? Like, he's not faking injuries. He's not laying down on New Orleans. He can't play professional basketball. He got hurt, sat out, came back, got hurt again within days.
Happened for the last 4 years. Like, that cycle has happened for the last 4 years. Happens all the time. And I would just say this real quick to TC. If you would do the deal, that's one thing. If somebody would not do the deal, that's another thing. TC, you have to understand why people wouldn't do the deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm saying. If you're like, nah, I'm willing to take the risk, cool.
It's not Kings fans, TC. It might be the league.
Right.
The whole league is battling with this question on an off-season to off-season basis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring Stanley in here. He doesn't even know I'm here. I think you're in trouble.
Stanley, what did I do?
Stanley, what's up, man?
Well, you're gonna find out tonight.
Okay.
Y'all playing good football right now, Stanley. Playing good football. I don't think the playoffs are in your future, but you're playing good football.
You can't double team CD and George Pickens and still stop Ferguson. You can't do that. As long as Dak is upright, somebody's going to pay the price. And those two trades that Mr. Jerry Jones did for the defensive players, yeah, no more running wild around here. Oh. But I wanted to take issue with Kenny Callaway.
For what?
For something you said Wednesday, on Wednesday's show.
Okay.
You were talking about how and I kind of agree with you in a little bit that Kevin Durant did make the Warriors better. But you know what? I take the point that Draymond said. I'm not going to use the B word, but he called. But he said, we won before you got here. And evidently, they won after he left. What is Kevin Durant won since he left the Warriors? Besides, and don't even talk about when he went to New Jersey. And if you want to talk about last year with Phoenix, oh, and by the way, since he left, Phoenix has gotten better, haven't it?
Well, I don't think it's just KD. I don't think he went to New Jersey. He went to Brooklyn.
He didn't go to New Jersey. Him and Jason Kidd, Richard Jefferson.
No, the shade is funny, but don't shade Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a fantastic place, but that's funny.
And I'm trying to think. I don't think we've talked about KD this week. He might be getting have us confused.
No. Maybe last Wednesday?
Maybe last Wednesday. Maybe.
Because Wednesday was just yesterday.
And we were talking Giannis, and then Trista came on, and then Jake. Maybe he meant Tuesday.
Well, so he might have. No. Okay, I think we had the conversation with Trista. Trista brought up KD going to Golden State. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. No, she didn't. She brought up Giannis, I think, going to. No, she did. She brought up KD. No. She brought up KD and the way he played when he went to Golden State. Mm-hmm. And I said KD was the best player on that basketball team. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you said that pissed him
off. I didn't say anything.
That's not my problem.
I didn't say it now.
I'm so sick of cleaning up your messes. I don't know what you said.
Now, Stanley, I agree with my partner. KD was the best player on there. And, yeah, they were figured out at that point. They had just come off a finals loss in that situation. They went and got KD, elevated them back over Cleveland. So I don't know what Draymond's talking about or whatever. Draymond could say whatever he wants to. The bottom line is Kevin Durant is the reason why they were able to win back-to-back titles.
Yeah. And
no disrespect to Steph either.
The title that they won after that was incredible. Salute. It was the flukiest title in NBA history. Mm. They were not the best team in basketball. It doesn't matter. That's not how the game works. They beat the Celtics in six games or whatever it was.
Another Max Kellerman take. He talks about the 22 championship and legacy-wise, how it put Curry in rarefied air.
Absolutely.
For him, but in a different way for Max, though. Max said that was the first time in Curry's career he was the best player ever in the finals and won it. And that's what elevates him.
Okay. So what's the conversation around 15 again?
Well, LeBron was the best player.
Oh, the I best got player you. I'm in sorry. The I got you. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Oh, 100%.
And he said that.
LeBron was otherworldly in that finals,
Steph
for sure.
Doing that okay. 22.
Okay.
The way he was saying it was like kind of saved him for in sure. his eyes. To say, like, no, he is a top 10 player.
Oh, for sure. Okay, I get that. I never thought of it that way.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's a hell of a take from Max. I'll give him that. I'd never even registered because you think that he wins, and mm-hmm. you know, there's always the silly thing with Andre Iguodala, but
he brought that
that's
up
a good
too.
Call. Hey, shout out to Jesse. Jesse doesn't even remember this. He said going into Thanksgiving, Cowboys and Chiefs might be the highest rated game ever. Mm. He was absolutely right. 61.3 million people watched this regular season football game on Thanksgiving with an average viewership of 57.2 million.
Wow. Goodness gracious. What
Cowboys and Chiefs. What a car.
Yeah, they did numbers.
Good football game.
Hey.
Good football game. Yeah, that's good. That's a good call by our man Jesse right there.
They I saw the numbers for all three games, and it was just kind of funny how it played out. Still a crazy number, but it was just funny. It was like don't quote me on this, but I'm just putting like in the vicinity. It was like $62 million for Chiefs, Cowboys. It was like $45 million for Lions, Packers. And it was like $21 million for Ravens, Bengals. Man. People were done. I'm not watching this.
Well, yeah, people are done. By the way, $21 million right, to watch right. anything is insane.
The NBA would die for 21 million people to watch.
Absolutely insane.
Tonight's game, I'm tapped in.
Oh, tonight's going to be a monster. Tonight's different because it's Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I'm tapped in, though.
Have we ever watched a Thursday night game at Sky River? I was not even slightly worried about missing this game because I'm going to the bingo thing because I'm at 32 Brew Street.
We have. The show we did before my wedding, it was Niners Giants on Thursday night.
Was that Amazon? Yeah. That wasn't Amazon. Wasn't that NFL Network?
What year was that?
That was NFL Network.
They've been on Amazon for like 3-4 years.
How long have you been married?
2. It was Amazon. It for sure was Amazon.
How old's your daughter?
3. It was for sure Amazon because I left.
Really?
I left in the middle of the game and I tried to watch it on my phone and I did not.
They really been Prime on Amazon Video on my phone.
They became exclusive in 2022. 2017. They shared it with NFL Network.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So, you should be good to go.
Okay. Real quick. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I said on Twitter, and I'll say it in real life, I said on Thursday, if the Lions lose that game to the Packers, they're sorry. They lost. They're sorry.
The Giants Cowboys last year on Thanksgiving did $38 million. That's how many more people watch this Cowboys Chiefs game. Goodness gracious.
Bro, they lying, bro. They're lying.
I'm sure they are.
They're lying. So 30 more million people said, I'm going to watch football today on Thanksgiving. After they've been doing it, they're lying. I bet you the Super Bowl numbers go up by like 20 million. I bet you.
I don't know. Steve Ballmer's behind it somehow. We'll come back. I mentioned there's and we'll get back to TC's LaMelo Ball thing too, because that the LaMelo Ball conversation is getting a little bit louder. Mm. But a silver lining for Kings fans, and it doesn't involve Maxine Reno. It involves Zach LaVine. Mm. That's next here on ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt George is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes, host of the Locked On Kings podcast, and of course, ABC 10 Matt will be with us. Lots to talk to him about as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings and their latest loss. They lose last night. It was a frustrating one for some Kings fans. 121-95. It was just a complete blowout in the second half. 70-43, I think, was the total in the first half. Two 30-point quarters after the Kings had given up 28 and 23, respectively. Like, they were doing a lot of good things in the first half. They weren't shooting the ball crazy. They weren't doing anything that didn't feel sustainable, and it turns out it wasn't. Even if you get into the third quarter, they're still playing pretty well. They're holding a lead as you start to approach halfway through, or a little bit less than halfway through, and then I think it was about the 7-minute mark, maybe 6.5-minute mark, that things really turned against Sacramento. The things that stood out, obviously, Maxime Reyneau, his 32 minutes, his 25 points. That's what has Kings fans talking today. That's what has Kings fans screaming to see some of these young guys play a little bit more. Neek actually got some run last night, 22-plus minutes. He just didn't have the touch from the field last night. No one got to the free throw line for Sacramento. Precious was really good. Malik continues to have a pretty solid season. That's just getting lost in the fire that has become the 25-26 campaign of the Sacramento Kings. But I mentioned, I think there's a silver lining here, man. And the silver lining isn't Maxime Reyneau. The silver lining is Zach LaVine. And things are so bad for this Sacramento Kings team. And Zach LaVine regularly looks so disinterested in wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform. And I mean this with all sincerity. That dude just might not pick up his player option.
Mm.
It's hard for me to believe there's a scenario where Zach LaVine doesn't have a contract out there this offseason. Mm-hmm. What that contract looks like, we have hypothesized, you know, do you skip that player option in a potential trade if you have a 3-90 out there, basically a 30 per? That's $40 million more than your, you know, in some change rounding up. That's $40 million more than you're scheduled to make. That is guaranteed money that is being offered to you probably as soon as the trade deadline, whether he can actually decline the player option and sign a contract extension. That's probably more of a James Hamm question. That's more of a CBA understanding. And I'm kind of past that. That's how we started the week. Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday. He had another one of these games, and now I'm just starting to think, does he just not pick up the option? Does he want out of Sacramento so bad where he'll take a net loss of, like, and what would the worst be, a mid-level? That'd be a net loss of 15 total. Like if you sign like a if, yeah. if it wound up being a 3 years, like you know what I mean? I think it's 15 ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah,
around there.
I don't know, man, but I'm just starting to think like Zach LaVine might want out of Sacramento at all cost.
Do you feel like they're at the point now where you send them home?
No. No. For the record, I do not agree with that. I don't think that is an appropriate way to do business. I did not like it when the Rockets did it to Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. Unless there is a clear disruption. And I can't, and maybe there is. I feel like we're pretty plugged in. I don't think there is. We haven't. Maybe you know something I don't. Okay, let me speak for myself.
I
know nothing. Mm-hmm. So unless there's a disruption, that it's best for all parties involved if you're not here. If there's a Chris Paul situation where clearly there have been enough stories over the last 24 hours that it's like, yeah, maybe it is in their best interest that he goes home. If that's not the case, I don't agree with that. If he is out there tanking games, like where he is just out there and he's every game, he is just kind of faking his way through it. Because one thing Houston has in common, when you look back at some of the worst, when you go back and you look at some of the most poorly engaged games mm-hmm. Zach LaVine has had, they've been against the likes of Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and Houston. Those three teams have something very, very specific in common. Their defenses are tough. Zach LaVine might want to tell you that he's working hard. He doesn't want to work that hard. Not for this team, not at that moment. Miami, I don't know where Miami ranks on the defensive schedule. I don't think I've watched four quarters of the Miami Heat. I've watched a lot of Miami Heat highlights trying to figure out, you know, why they seem to be so much better this year, but I haven't locked into. I'm going to sit down at 4 o'clock and watch the Miami Heat play.
Watched them the other night against Detroit.
Oh, that would have been a good one to watch.
It looked like Miami Heat basketball, a little bit more offensive-minded than you would think in the past. But they still tough, like physical.
Yeah.
I don't see a different brand of basketball on that end of the floor.
On the defensive end. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you disagree?
I think it's got to be an option. It's got to be something under consideration.
Sending him home.
Yeah, if he's just going to, because last night is akin to, you know, some of the things we saw a couple weeks ago
mm-hmm.
from Zach LaVine. And, like, mm-hmm. nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop wasting everyone's time. Stop taking minutes away from people who want to play and are trying to play. And trying to be productive. If you don't want to be here that bad and you are that miserable here, and we talked about it earlier in the week, like maybe some of those things as far as everybody blaming things on him has gotten to him or whatever, understandable, that's cool. But like we can go home and we can figure this out a different way. Mm-hmm. You don't have to play. You don't have to be on the bench, taking up a roster spot, taking up minutes. If that's how you're going to approach things.
You can just sit him? Or is that
maybe
more
you could. It feels like it's more damaging.
Doesn't feel like Zach has a pulse to me. Like, I can't imagine Zach raising a fuss.
I just wouldn't even want them vibes there.
The energy? Like I got you.
He's not going to say much, but
I got you.
I just wouldn't want those vibes there. And Zach has gone out of his way a couple of different times to like let people know, like, no, I'm here, I'm trying, and all this other stuff. I believe you when you say it. It's hard to believe you when you see performances like last night.
I don't. You can say whatever you want to. You're not showing it to. Hey, man. Okay, you're right.
100% fair.
You cared versus Utah. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I'm going to need you to care against Miami. And then I'm going to need you to care when the team comes back to the Golden. I'm going to need you to care on a night-to-night basis. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to be a 40-point-per-game. I'm not asking you to be a 30-point-per-game scorer every night. That's probably not fair. I'm asking you to care. I don't think that I'm asking you to be engaged. Mm-hmm. I'm asking your game to step up when the defense you're playing is at a higher caliber.
Right.
I'm asking you to work harder when you're required to work harder. And these aren't things that D'Lo and KC are asking. I don't care what you do, because I'm going to talk about it either way. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about the good and I'll talk about the bad. I'm talking about from a Doug Christie standpoint. And Doug said, man, you're not playing tonight and we've lost control of this game. Bro, just go get a hot dog. You could eat it like Russ did in that famous meme. Just sit there. And he gave DeMar this, and that's multi-layered. The game had gotten so far out of control. Doug, I'm gonna let these guys ride it out. I'm gonna let Keegan has to play. He needs minutes on the floor because he hasn't played enough basketball. Neek's had a. Max. I'm gonna continue to let Max play. I'm gonna let Neek play. I'm gonna let these guys just play through it.
Yeah.
I'll let Keon have minutes.
Mm. Yeah. It is the Zach situation. We talked about it a little bit the other day. Man, if I was him, if I was his agent, I know. For a lot of people, you don't leave a dime anywhere or nothing like that. I would really strongly suggest and consider opting out and going somewhere else. Like if you don't get traded, man, just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that in a mean spirited way. I'm saying that as if I was giving advice to Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. Like this is a bad spot for you, man. Like
Zach, Rich Paul will know exactly what's available for him down to the penny. When I don't know if he knows that right now, but I think he'll know it over the course of the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. This conversation that has started to pick up about Zach LaVine declining that player option and signing a new contract with a team that potentially trades for him. Like, that's not by accident. That didn't hit Mark Stein and Jake Fisher and those guys. That didn't hit The Athletic by accident. Mm-hmm. That's Clutch Sports working. That's Clutch Sports getting a narrative. That might be Clutch Sports talking about a conversation that has already been had. And it's in, I think, agents are, I know, agents are given the ability to find a trade for their client a lot more often than a Sham Sharania tweet that says the Kings and Rich Paul are working together to find Zach LaVine a destination. That happens way more than it's reported. Agents are far more involved in this. It's not just general managers calling general managers. Yeah. It's broader than that. And again, I don't feel like Rich knows exactly what's out there for Zach LaVine this second, but I feel like he absolutely will within the next month.
I agree. And to your other point, we talked about it before. These agents run the league a lot more than people want to realize.
Yeah.
You know, from one way or another, whether they're making the calls or they're leveraging one client
mm-hmm.
with another mm-hmm. against these teams. So some Sneaky Turtle 916.
Oh, welcome, Sneaky Turtle.
Brings up a good point, and he's right. Rich Paul owes the Sacramento Kings. You owe us one. Get LeBron here. You owe us one.
But why does Rich owe the Sacramento Kings something?
Well, and Sneaky Turtle's mind and others' mind, we made sure Zach or De'Aaron mm-hmm. got to San Antonio, and you sold us a lemon. You owe us one.
But did he?
I don't think he did. But like I said, a lot of people feel like he did.
Okay. For those lot of people, he didn't sell the Kings a lemon. The Kings bought it.
Yeah, I was like, what if he's like, yeah, you guys asked for him.
That's what I'm saying.
The Kings went to the showroom knowing what car they wanted, pointed to it, and drove. I don't need the Carfax.
He didn't have to sell you
Give
anything.
Give me the keys.
I want that one. No, you don't. No, I want that
Rich,
one.
Rich, are you sure? No, Rich was a middleman in this situation. Rich was an absolute middleman. And as JT Lowe says, Vivek loves lemons. Chris J says, Vivek jumped at the lemon. This is all facts. John Bull said, Vivek said, when life gives you lemons, trade for them.
Yeah, so.
Vivek said, show me the car, Fox. Well done, Wheezy. Well done.
I don't know. I'm giving Wheezy a four.
Yeah, he worked on that.
Force feels right. Like, yeah. Wheezy's my guy, too, but yeah.
No, Wheezy's my guy, too, but I just.
It works. It's a play on words. It works.
Vivek ate a lemon pie in Golden State. Now he thinks lemons are bomb.
All right, well, now that's a two. We're doing.
Vivek said, Sacramento, this is your lemon.
That's pretty funny. This is your lemon. Yeah, we lived it now.
Yeah. City of Lemons? I'll work on it. Well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.